The fuck is going on, guys? It's Frost Talk. Back like we never left. Tiggs J. My bad, guys. I'm rolling up right now. Crushing my grubber and shit. What the fuck is good, bro?
Yo, shit, man.
I feel like I haven't seen you in a minute.
Yeah. 2 weeks, maybe. Maybe a week.
You... Alright, I mean, we could talk all this shit. I think it's a true testament to friendship when you cannot see your friend in a minute, and when you guys see each other, it's like y'all was with each other yesterday.
Word.
Like, you don't have to see each other every day. That's mad pressure when niggas want to see you every day of your life, and then it's like those are the niggas you gotta kind of cut back to. You feel me?
Yeah, low key, so I have to call people for that because I can't be the type of nigga to sit down and like see you every day. Yo, I'm not a friend, so when I first moved back out here, bro, niggas was on it. I had to flip, bro. Like, imagine coming home every day and niggas is in your fucking doorstep waiting for you, bro.
It's like you feel trapped.
I mean, nigga, it got to a point that I dead told niggas off because they would pop up without even telling me. And then I'll get home and I see these niggas on my stoop and I'll be like, son, what if I want to go home and like jerk off or some shit, you feel me? Like,
just rub one out type shit, you feel me?
What if I want to take a nap or some shit? Like, y'all niggas is here, I can't do none of that shit now. I gotta wait till like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock and I'll leave.
And the crazy part is, like, it's your crib. You shouldn't have to tell somebody, yo, I'm doing something, like, you feel me? But he's like, niggas don't know how to be alone nowadays, bro. Everybody's so scarred. I'm taking your shit. Everybody's always so... emotionally scarred and shit now that niggas don't want to just be alone and smoke and be in their crib and shit. But on another topic, I know you saw it. I was trying to watch it. New Rick and Morty. How you liking the new season so far? 2 episodes in.
Yo, bro, it seems random, but it's not. I like that there's like little nodes and Easter eggs located to some of like the older seasons. The first episode was fucking wild.
First episode
like,
was
that shit blew my mind. I'm not gonna front. Like the first couple of minutes, had my mouth drop.
Am I right to say that Summer is turning into Meg?
Yeah.
Weird.
They hate Summer. They hate Summer.
It's weird because the last season, Rick kind of fucked with Summer a little bit.
But she started like being a bitch again. You know what? She fucked it up when she called them gay.
That just was fucked up.
Like a romance moment.
I think they're just taking their time with whatever storyline they're trying to have because, like, they'll have like 70 more episodes and then they're syndicated. You feel me? They already got the contract for it, so it's like, why rush into storyline after storyline now? It's like they're just gonna bullshit around for a minute. You feel me? But I like the shout out to A Boogie in the last episode. I saw that they was playing A Boogie in the newest Rick and Morty out. Family Guy's been back on their bullshit. South Park's been back on their bullshit too, guys. Like, don't give up on those shows yet, because we've been watching them and I've been enjoying the fuck out of them shits. Family Guy and South Park. What?
Iron deficiency is the funniest thing when you're high, bro. You ever had those commercials? I'm talking to somebody. You ever had those commercials or those memes where they have some funky shit going on with the person, like you let go of Disney shit or whatever?
Yeah.
And it says when you get up too quick. So I get to die too quick, and I swear it was funny. I had to grab the wall.
You're probably tired too.
Frosted. Nah, I've been real too, a little tired, but mostly hungry.
I'm tired. I ain't sleep yet today, bro.
I had some bullshit lunch.
It was important for me to get this podcast up and out here. You feel me? Right. I'm dedicated. Ooh. I'm just talking shit. I was bored.
I gotta charge my phone. I
5 minutes in. We still on good time.
I'm sorry, guys. Man, you know what I hate? You know what grinds my gears?
Grinds your gears.
When you have knowledge of something, so you speak on it if somebody brings it up, right? And because somebody else is not as educated on this topic as you are, that they try to belittle your knowledge and they try to
belittle the topic in general.
No, your knowledge. Like, your knowledge, and they'll try to come at you. You know, you get things that people telling you that, for instance, like for me, and it gets a lot. People always tell me that I think I know everything, right? And it's not that. My whole life, especially after my mostly because of punishment, I just like studied a lot. I like researched a lot of shit. For me, like, as a kid, even out of straight boredom, bro, I would sit down with an encyclopedia and just learn shit. And then, like, not for nothing, but it makes for conversation.
That's a lot of shit, though.
So, like, I was talking about some shit the other day. Like, not for I'll talk about this shit.
Bring it up. Power Rangers. Shout out to the Chinx tape. I played Tiggs a little bit of it. Go on and get that Tory Lanez Chinx tape if you're a fan of, like, what is now considered old school R&B, technically, right? 2007, but my bad, bro. Go ahead.
Power Rangers, right? For anybody who may and may not know, the Power Rangers that we love and grew up with was stolen. It was straight ripped off from Japan.
I can believe that.
Now, I didn't know the entire full story, and what I did read up about it maybe a year or two ago, it was, I want to say misinformed, but I would say like there was a lot of information that was left out. Because then I watched the special, now I learned more, deeper into like those issues. So, Saban was just chilling in the hotel room in Japan. On comes Super Sentai. Now, for people who don't know, Super Sentai is Japanese Power Rangers. They've been out since like 50s, 60s. They came out way before Power Rangers ever was even a thing. So, this dude realized that it was mostly fight scenes with, you know, the helmets on and shit. You can't really see the helmet. And he couldn't tell what was going on because there was no dubs. So he had an idea. Dub over the action scenes with the helmets. And then add your own American storyline with the kids in between. Right? So he did that. Even got the costumes, the original costumes and all that. Now what I didn't know was actually that he did talk to Bandai. And they made a deal.
So he got permission for it.
He got permission for it. He even got permission for the original suits. And they thought it was a great money idea. So they ran with it. And of course, Power Rangers came to be. Now, it took him actually 8 years to finally get a network to fuck with it. And of course, I think this was Fox Kids actually to fuck with it first.
That's crazy.
Right? Fox Kids at the time, they were real big on like just trying to get whatever they could. They had just started making Fox Kids as a network, and they were trying to get as much content as possible. So they were fucking, so let's do it. So a lot of people don't know this shit, and I was telling them like, yo, we stole basically the action scenes, suits and everything. I'm telling my boy this shit, and as I'm telling him, Saban on the special in the interview says it. You're looking into it.
There's certain things you could say that to when it comes to like maybe a conspiracy theory or whatever, but there's certain things where if it's a fact, you can't deny the facts, you feel me?
Bro, the guy is saying it as I'm telling him. So I tell him, yo, just rewind it. He didn't want to rewind it. So I'm telling him, bro, I looked into this.
People hate to be wrong, yo.
Hey, yo, Nine, I love you, but I'm going to say this. You know, he told me, you sound like Nine. Okay, Nine. That's what he kept telling me. So I tell, because he's arguing it. And according to him, was because Nine thinks he knows everything. But again, Nine's another one. He's older than us. He does know more shit.
Nine has been around the block a few times. A lot of times he speaks on shit that he does know about. And if he's wrong, he'll own up to being wrong. I'm not gonna front on Nine about that.
So like, you know, I'm telling him, bro, I looked into it. Oh, that's what Nine does. I said, bro, listen. I let us look into it. So he pissed me off. I Googled it. Now I Googled what the original Power Rangers was. Now for information, the Power Rangers back then, hold on, let me pull up the name, because it was some crazy ass name.
They were the Super Sentai 16th series. The 16th series. So these motherfuckers was deep in already, right? And he chose for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the 16th Super Sentai. Still wouldn't believe me that it was stolen footage, even though I think he said it, right? So, I fucking Google this shit. Now, bear with me on my pronunciation, but it's Kyoryu Sentai Jurinja, or Kyoryu Sentai Zuriya Ranger. No, yeah, it's Jurinja. This was the 16th installment, and if you actually look it up, it was produced by Toei and Bandai, and it aired in... Shit, what happened? Hold on. It aired on TV Ashi from February 21st, 1992, from 1992 to 1993, a total of 50 episodes. That was basically when that series came out. The following year, 1993, Saban had dropped Power Rangers in America. And from there on, he started realizing, yo, what am I going to do when they started realizing the show's declining? You know, they had no more story. Oh, then he started watching the show again. Oh, they made Tommy evil. Oh, Tommy's a white ranger. And they kept on taking shit. Yo, he stole everything from the Japanese shit. But Bandai wasn't making money. So they was cool with it. I Googled this photo of the Japanese suits, and this nigga shut the fuck up. Tight. And I was like, bro, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Now, my whole point to that is basically like, just because you may not know something that well, doesn't mean the next person doesn't know it better.
It goes back to what we were talking about before, about how sometimes listening isn't always as easy as talking. And some people just want to talk. Just want to talk.
Know, and I believe that because the biggest thing that we have with Martin, you know, when his brother's around and they get into a lot of arguments because how quick Martin is very, he's very dismissive. You know, no matter what it is, he's just very quick to dismiss it. And his brother always tells him, you just like to hear yourself talk. So I don't believe that some people do that. I say that about Pharaoh sometimes. Told him that.
This is a group of friends, guys, for you, I don't know. But like, yeah, it's hard. It's hard sometimes for people to see that in themselves too. And when you tell them that, it's like they turn defensive. So it's like a hard thing to talk about with people. But that's a good topic. Like, what do you do when someone just wants to hear themselves talk and they don't hear nothing else? Like, I have the same problem with my brother, with my biological brother that I met when I turned 21. Loons, I love him to death. He goes by the beat of his own drum. He listens to what he says, so whatever is his head is what's fact. And it's sometimes annoying when I'll know that, say, this person I know been through this experience already, this other person's been through it, so I have people that's been through certain experience. Like, let's just say something like, because he sings, so say something like shooting a music video or putting shit out. He's telling me about how it all works. When I got Noe, I got facts that was here. I have like Matt, other friends that have.
Yeah, he's been fucking with Noe since he was sitting there mixing up mixtapes in his
room. It's like 2010, 2011, bro. And I feel like it's like, bro, if you have niggas that's been through this and you're getting into it, you can't tell niggas that are already like been doing it how to do shit. You feel me?
My old co-worker Tony, love this dude, and Pharaoh with the pop shit, you know. Like, Tony started officially started like, oh, I like this, I like this, and I told him to be careful with something, because you know what I mean? And don't think about, like, oh, I could do this to sell this and that.
Same principle in the sneakers, too.
Yes, that's why, like, with Pharaoh, he got into it, and his idea was the money. He saw how much people were selling it for. So he would sit there and be like, yo, I could buy this. This is going to be hot. Or this is hot right now. I could buy it. And I could find it for cheap here. I could sell it for this much. I told him, bro, it's not that easy. Not for nothing, but I told him it's the same shit. I sell sneakers. Now, as a person who's done sold sneakers, sitting there waiting on the line, sitting going to make a flip, it's not easy, bro.
But look at the other thing with that. With sneakers, the problem with sneaker game got fucked up when so much people try to go into it to resell.
Yeah.
And we would look at it as far as not even loving the culture, but let me get into this because I can make some bread. Oh, what's... And I remember when we were at that Foot Locker, niggas would come up to us, so what's the new kicks coming out? And I always wanted to tell niggas, yo, if you don't know, you don't need to get them. Sneaker watch. Like, I hated that, son. I hate when people don't know shit about it, but they want to get into it, try to make a flip or try to make a come up. When you got other niggas that are really in it for the love of it, and you're fucking it up for them.
He was always on some, yo, this is hot, this is gonna be dope.
Think about how many sneakers got get stuck with shit.
Feel me? You sitting there thinking, yo, it was in that there, oh, cause you somebody else do it. You can do it. And I feel like a big push for him. Oh shit, let me say.
Go for it.
Hello? There we go. Yeah.
No music out. We was off last week, so shout out to Davies.
Glitter Sailor Moon Pop, right? And it was, I sold it for $40, right? Like a year after I sold that shit, it spiked up to like 100. Right now, it's about 2 some change. I was like, damn, if I would have waited from, so it's like, it's not for everybody. This is just different for people. You can't sit and think you know what you're gonna do because you see somebody else doing it, you get some shit that you don't know about. It's like politics, like niggas be speaking on politics because you see some shit on social media or something like that, but you don't really know anything outside of what you just reading on a fucking app.
Headlines, people get their politician, people get their political views from headlines rather than actually reading into shit.
And you know, actually, what I pissed off with the news, and I see why Trump says what he says, although he's still bullshit. But when you have a headline, it's very, like, I don't know how to explain it, or whatever the words
for misleading?
It's misleading when you get to it, but...
It's clickbait.
It's super clickbait. Like, it's so eye-grabbing, and honestly, it's enraging. Like, you'll see a headline that makes you almost want to be pissed off automatically, especially on social media. So people start to have these negative comments. But then when you read the actual article that's tagged to it, it has a whole different view and a whole different
fucking perspective. I was talking to somebody about that today with this whole, what's going on? We were talking about Kaepernick, because I don't really watch football, okay. Right? So I've been following the story because, like, I don't really know why, but, like, there's been so many stories and shit and so many headlines, like, oh, Jay-Z got Kaepernick the job, and, oh, and Jay-Z disappointed because he did this, that, and it's like, then I read something today, like, Jay-Z put a statement out saying he had no comment. He didn't comment on it at all. So it's like, you have people running with their own narrative, and everybody's a insider now, and it's like, bro.
The problem is opinionation and subjection, because people can sit there, not in perspective. People can sit there and listen to something someone says and completely misunderstand what it means.
Or look at something that's going on and have their own perception of what's going on without knowing anything.
Even if they know something, they'll still have their own view of it and how they feel about it, their own opinion to it. And then they think that's what's truth, and that's the problem.
Because there's a difference between fact and perception, right? Or
I say fact and opinion.
Opinion, okay. I think with I think sometimes you could look at something and there's, because I might perceive it one way or you might perceive it one way, we come up with our own opinions for it.
And another problem of it really does come down to just someone being uneducated or rather ill-educated in the subject. You know, like, I had this argument with somebody, and I think I brought it up in the last podcast before, but I had more or less a political argument. And this nigga motherfucker sitting there, like, just riffing, trying to sit there and say dumb shit, like, oh, we're too stupid to know about this while we're arguing about it. I said, no, you chose to only know woodworking. Just because you should be sitting here as a motherfucking laborer and shit like that doesn't mean I don't know anything else. I went to school for shit like this. I fucking studied this shit. I've been following this shit. I know what I'm talking about. And then when I come back with factual evidence, especially if I sit there and be like, oh, I came out, oh, this is from the government. And I wasn't on a bureau website, some shit like that, right? Like .gov. Oh, how you know that's real?
It's from a .gov website.
The government.
I know the government lies,
they
bro.
But you're saying that Trump did this, that, and the third, and he gave this many jobs, and this is his numbers, but the government's putting out otherwise, and then he's basically running the government? I don't understand how that works. You just can't admit that your opinion was wrong, and this is fact, and then, you know, that somebody actually knows what they're talking about.
Yo, bro, speaking of politics, right, because we don't really like to go into politics too much, seeing Biden today being the presidential lead, my fault, I got a cramp. Seeing Biden become the lead, and then also seeing him now say he doesn't support marijuana legally because it's a gateway drug. Nigga, people from our generation need to start voting, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck about all the Facebook interference and shit. Please. Fam, I'm not even on Facebook, fam.
Look, I'll be real with you. I'll be very real with you. And I'm a little upset that she's actually, like, becoming less popular, but I would love Andrew Yang to win. I'm going to put that out there. Let's get this man in that seat, bro. But
he's the only one out of all the little ones that are still in it, though,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but when it comes to one of the bigger names, you have Senator Warren, right? And Elizabeth Warren, she's played very well. I like her ideas and her agendas. Now, at a point where Andrew Yang spoke about his ideas for the $1,000 per month for all Americans and shit like that, she put him to the side at the end of the debate and was like, yo, we should just sit down and talk about this. And now I even saw her not too long ago that she basically is on the same idea. She wants to sit down with people and figure out a way to do this. So shit like that is what I fuck with, because it's like, even, you know, if he can't win, but she does.
You're being open to ideas. Yeah. We're being open to ideas as a whole group, not just
Unfortunately, that I'm reading this, and I don't know how true this is, but I'm reading this something about how Democrats are, like, against all of these people who are running for president and shit like that, and how they feel like oh, one's too old, one's too young, one's too leftist, or one's too socialist, and shit like that. It's just like, yo, I don't understand.
Democrats
have amazing ideas.
Democrats have never been on the same page with each other. Even, like, look at AOC and the squad, right? The four ladies and now but because they're not all together, they disagree on certain things. But they've been getting pushed. Can we stop attacking them, though? But they've been getting pushback from their from Democrats themselves. Like Democrats have, as long as since before, as since Clinton's been in the White House, since before that, Democrats have always been disagreement of what they want.
And, you know what?
And Republicans have always had the same narrative.
And I think that's why Republicans have been mostly the ones always in seat.
Facts.
And the biggest problem too is also that the Democrats are too conservative. If we're going to be honest about who's conservative, they're very too conservative. They're too old, idealistic.
We have too many old people in the White House and in politics
and
in general.
It's not a problem, but because you have people like Biden, Warren, fucking this nigga Sanders. So you feel me? Like people who have age and wisdom and years experience in these things, but are willing to change and are open to ideas of the new age.
I'm not really cool with Bloomberg stepping in the ring now. Because he has too much money. It's too late. And in the stop and frisk it, I don't give a fuck if you're apologizing, fam. Like, that fucked up too many of my niggas, bro. That stop and frisk it he was doing and shit.
It's fucked up because it was racial profiling. Because you just so happened to be the motherfucker with some shit on. You know how many times I had to sit there, like, avoid going home certain ways? If I saw a cop, I couldn't go on this train station or some shit just because I knew I had a little fucking bag of weed on me or some shit.
On the other hand, Bloomberg is the only rich enough nigga, though, to fuck with Trump.
Yeah, he's bad.
You feel me? He could fuck with Trump with the money. Like, Trump can't tell Bloomberg that you're broke. Trump can't say Bloomberg's not a businessman because Bloomberg got bread, but
he made a lot of different little side companies like that, like Bloomberg Productions and shit like that, to help New York City gain more money and things like that.
Fuck.
We just need more agreements.
And we need more.
We need more younger people voting. I know a lot of people sit there. I don't get me wrong, son, because like.
Me and you just started. Well, I just started really last year type shit.
I had a high belief, I still believe it, and I know, and it's ironic because of this presidency that a lot of people now see its truth, that our votes don't mean shit, and we learned that in this last presidency. But I want to put out there that if us, especially an entire generation, puts our voice out there, it does make some type of change, you feel me?
Especially if we stand united.
Especially if we all agree to the same things and we all stand by one another and, you know, we keep it going strong. We can make some change. A lot of people will say no, but look at a lot of these protests that have been going on between all different types of groups, and it's been causing changes, you know? Whether people don't like the changes or not, but it's causing changes.
And one of the reasons I think it was good that we created this platform is because I think we're just regular niggas that have an opinion. And I think a lot of people have an opinion but are scared to kind of just say, like, yo, this, or they don't know enough to really have an opinion. It don't matter. And in retrospect, it matters a lot, nigga. Like, we're seeing that with Trump. Like, it might not affect your day-to-day life, but it's going to affect somewhere in your life. It's going to affect your taxes coming in. It's going to affect a work, so maybe. It might – the immigration shit is crazy. Immigration shit is crazy. What we're doing to those kids at the border is literally nuts. Shout out to South Park. Like I said, South Park and Family Guy been stepping it up. If y'all gave up like we did, y'all, it's time to come back. This last season is pretty dope, guys. Smoke a blunt and enjoy. Anyway, back. I was talking about Juno. Juno shut down. I was actually going to ask you about another question. Juno shut down. Juno was an app similar to Lyft and Uber. Shut down because of new regulations in New York that you have to pay. It's called a utilization fee. Like if you don't pick up enough people, say in a 6-hour shift, they have to kind of comp your pay, basically. The dispatcher, which would be Juno, it's kind of a way to keep it fair, to make it fair for yellow cabs and get less cars off the street. But I was going to ask you about, you know, bro, some of these cab niggas need to just give it up, though, son. There'd be some bad cabs or, like, niggas that just be doing too much. Remember that time you took a cab from Corona to Far Rock and the nigga drove you back? But Bro, I'm in that game. Like, if I'm in that situation, bro, and you're trying to charge 50, and nigga got 35, and it's like the middle of the fucking night, you're gonna drive a nigga all the way back. Like, at that, like, you feel me? But I don't know. I don't know. I had some interesting. Some niggas be having like the smelly ass cab, fucking smelling like curry and beef. Is that racist? I didn't say what the driver was. It'd be white heat, but I'd be smelling like curry too. Shout out to Jhené Aiko, new song. It's like Big Sean on it too. Ooh, 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 ooh. Do you have an ex that you're really cool with? Do you have an ex I will let you not, I wasn't going to say smash, that would still help you out if you needed the help? Whether that be mentally, financially, spiritually. Is that possible? Is that possible, though? I only bring it up because of the Big Sean Jhené Aiko song right here. Yeah, I think there is a way to end it if you both see yourself as better off as friends. But for me, I can't. Like, I'm a. If I fuck with you, if we're not fucking, I kind of just don't have interest. But I have female friends who I haven't fucked, and I think that's where I have more of a relationship. Like. Where that's my woman friend. I don't think I can have an ex as a female friend.
Yeah.
Because I feel like...
Depending on the very relationship, and of course how it ended, it's difficult. And then on a good note, and that was still like very sexual issues. Difficult because you have like this feeling and shit like that. And if it was something that was very like deep love type shit, it was more difficult because whether like, both people feel the same way still or whatever the case is, somebody feels something. It's hard.
Do you you feel, is it hard to watch your ex move on fast? Or not even an ex. Is it hard for you to, let me give you a scenario. You're talking to a girl. You ain't smash it, but you're talking. You guys really feeling each other and shit. Life, tragic life happens.
Bro, this is
like my life. No, let me finish the situation.
This sounds too close to my shit.
Because it's not. Tragic shit happens in her life to where she has to fall back for a few, right?
Yo.
Now, because this recently happened to me, but I didn't care as much because it was like, I only talked to her for like 2-3 weeks. We can get into that after, but we do. That's probably because we're best friends, and we probably act or do. We probably low key do a lot of the similar shit that. Right? Like we probably have a lot of same characteristics, low key, because we're different types of people. But we probably do the same shit to our bitches. Like it's crazy. Like, cause like literally, bro. Maybe like, she told me like, oh, I'm going through some shit, whatever. I found out her dad had cancer. And, like, she had to move out of her apartment. Whatever. Give her space. 2 weeks later, right? Bitch moves downstairs from her parents' apartment that her dad paid for. Whatever. Not my business. Feel me? Gets me super tight now a little bit. She got a boyfriend now. And I'm like, all right, so you... Nigga. Like, I'm not going to take it personal, but it's just like... Pay me some respect, cause I don't take.
I feel that like if I'm talking to a shorty and another shorty, and I feel one way or the other, I'm gonna let them know like, yo, listen, I've been here before. You listen, I'm talking to somebody else too, and I'm kind of feeling them more.
And the crazy thing is, I told her that I'm gonna start dubbing another shorty because I fucked with her, but then when she went through the whole shit, whatever, I was like, oh, whatever. And then like, I would hit her up to say like, yo, how are you? Yo, please don't bother me. I don't like to be bothered, man. I'm just going through it. Or I would, after now I get no response. So I'm like, I'm not gonna blow your phone. That's dumb. Like you ain't doing all that. Like chill. I ain't even fuck you. We haven't talked for like a week, 2 weeks. I ain't even fuck you yet. If I fucked you and then you did some shit like that, I would take it personal. But I never fucked the girl and have her like not talk to me after. That's never happened really. Unless it was a met one night stand type shit. But you ever had a girl that you didn't even fuck with play you? I wasn't angry. I just felt stupid for wasting my time. Similar shit happened to me back to back recently too. I ain't gonna cap, bro. Shout out to the song Reply by E-Boogie playing too.
I've been trying to keep that friendship because of how we were and how we did come to the agreement of like it couldn't be just we understand why we can't be. But I've practically dreamt about how we were gonna break up and everything that's happening in the garden that when it happened, like I actually laughed and like, you know, I knew this was gonna happen exactly like this.
You ever like I've had a relationship like that where I've kind of foreseen us breaking up and like I didn't I was like I'm it was whatever. Cause she never showed that. She never showed that. That was with Williamsburg Shorty. Russ concert Shorty.
I wasn't mad, but I was hurt. And the first day, I was fine. Second day, broke down. Third day, back in my bullshit. Shout out to Fab. And
facts.
Fucking the next shorty, you know, everything happened. She was seemingly sweet, you know, right? A little summertime, you know, everything like that. And the fuck with shorty, yo. Like, for the first time I was talking to a girl, I did not want to fuck her. Not that I was attracted to her, but just her whole aura. And, like,
it was just more than just smashing.
I wanted to sit there, we sat down, had some wine, watched some TV, smoked some weed, it was fun, you know. Life happens. So, I mistakenly kept trying to do it. Figured, you know, maybe you could see why I should be around or whatever it is. Wasn't sure why you wanted to stick around. But anyways, and whatever, but she fell back, right? She spoke about me and everything. She was cool. I just told her she was good. She'll try to be friendly. But sometimes she'll like have because like she did have a conversation about like, you know, missing me and shit like that. Cause I did, I'll admit, I did just one day hit her up like, yeah, I miss you. And I'll be
real. Ooh, that's my shit right there though. That's my shit. Not the song. The song's my shit, but that move you just did, I love doing the like the random yo, I miss you.
But it was just like some real shit. People always sit there, especially post up with me, talking about like, yo, you know, life is short. If you miss somebody, just say it. So I was like, yo, on the real, I'm going to just tell you. So I let her know that, yo, I'm like, I miss you, I miss this and that. You know, just fucking real shit, or whatever. Okay, so she told me she missed me, shit like that. So the way she spoke to me is what fucked me up. Because it kind of made it seem somewhere. So I was like, I maybe give her some space with the shit, see what happened later on. But look, I was feeling like, all right, I know. Something funny because prior to me just leaving, funny shit going on. Well, I took it as funny shit, anyways.
They say women have like a sixth sense of intuition, but men, we know when women be acting funny. Like some niggas don't because some niggas are just selfish like that. But if you really care about somebody, or if you have like feelings for somebody, you'll know them acting different. And another thing is like, I don't always feel like smashing on the first date is a win. Because if I smash on the first date, I smashed, but I also know that this is not gonna last.
I see that actually because I don't see that necessarily. I feel that the person was that comfortable.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Because a lot of, because not something, but it's that connectivity through physicality is just like a whole different level way of like connecting with a person. You feel me?
To me, it's sometimes because I feel like the older we all get.
Sometimes people fall in love from that, bro.
I fell in love from that. I ended up with a kid from that. Not the first time, but that was a whole situation because of a one night stand. So,
but I'm like, so I went on Facebook because I was going to actually delete my Facebook. I was going to time that shit too. And I happened, because I actually have deactivated, but I wanted to just get rid of all social media, period. So I just wanted to get rid of it. And when I was deleted, I happened to just see this post that she just happened to post up and happened to tag. First, I thought, she's being funny with. And I read between the lines, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it. That's, you know what? Nah, just hope the nigga good. And I hope you good. So, just don't like to be stupid.
And you know what's crazy? It always be like the whack nigga. It always be the, some abusive ass nigga too. It always be some abusive ass nigga. It be the niggas like us that be like, nah, I ain't gonna hit you even though you're annoying. And you'll be going to the nigga that. You know what I get sometimes? But they don't say it like that. But sometimes I get the vibe of like, yo, it's too good to be true. I mean, I ain't gonna. Cause like, literally, bro, this girl, like. This girl I've been talking to now, she's a cool chick. Like she does mad shit for me, but she'll hit me with the, you only want me because I'm exotic to you. And I'm like, you look like you're the only fucking Guyanese person I know. Like that's not exotic to me. I'm from the hood, nigga. Like, that's what I'm saying. But she looks Indian, so she'd be like, you just want me, like you don't really want me for me. And I'm like, fam, like. But that's my fault, because I was telling her I'm kind of tired of Spanish chicks. I ain't gonna lie. Like, it was a thing. It was cool. And, like, I'm sorry to all my black girls out there, but Spanish girls got y'all on the crazy tip, bro. I'm sorry. I ain't never learned how to sleep with my one eye open until I started sleeping with Spanish women, bro. I swear to God, because when I was younger, I think my first few was actually Spanish. But I think after a while, I went on a rampage of fucking black girls and white girls. And then, like, I got back to my Spanish in, like, my 18 through 20s. And, like, 25, I was like, I'm 26 now, about to be 27 in February. But I was like, nah, I need a break from this. I definitely need a break from this, because this shit is just stressful, nigga. It'd be stressful to a point where, like, I'll get a text and say I'm sleeping. That's what I told you before. And the next thing I know, I'm making an argument. Yo, what was you doing? Who was you with?
Low-key miss them bitches, but I really want that crazy pussy. That click is good, but I want that craziness.
What I liked about it is that it made me kind of focus on myself, because when I was with the shorty, yeah. Now nah, go ahead.
Fellas, can we treat our women better all the way around?
That's a fact.
Spanish women, but specifically Spanish women. So we don't understand how traumatized Spanish women are.
I think all women of color should be treated, we need to treat better and respect more. And then I think it's also not even just about how we treat them. Let's go deeper into it, because we're frosted now. We're smoking. It's Frost Talk, guys. And women have a million of these type of platforms. My nigga, if you're in 2019, 2020, and still talking about I don't eat pussy, It's clip for you, fam. You gay. You sucking dick, nigga. Like, it's gay. Like, I'm sorry. Like, and my young niggas, I'll let them rock with it because they're younger, and they probably ain't meet a chick that would make them. But eventually, you're gonna meet a girl that's gonna either make you or you're not gonna smash. And then when you get to that point, you're gonna feel dumb and gay. Nothing wrong with being gay. It's just you're not straight. Like, if you're not sitting there on some, though, let me eat pussy, like. Netflix has a whole shit explained on female orgasms. Like, Big Mouths is on Netflix. You know what I mean? Watch Big Mouths. Like, watch, or I don't want to say watch porn, but watch porn. You feel me?
That's a fact.
Like, I'm not, it's not real. It's not real, but.
I would watch lesbian porn. Because ain't nobody know how to fucking sit there, touch, lick a woman better than a motherfucking woman. I'll be real with you. I learned a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Which is love when I go down.
I learned shit from I never got into lesbian porn. I watch porn a little bit, but what got me into it was kind of like, I think it was a third girl I was with that wanted me to go down on her. And when I was doing it, she actually was like telling me like, yo, this is a clit. This is what you got to play with or whatever. And I was like, okay, it's not just the pussy down there. And this is when I was like 16, cause I also got 15. So this is like 16, 17. And then I'm like, okay, all right, bet. Like, this is what y'all like? All right, bet. And then I got better over time. But I never looked at it as like, oh, I would never. Oh, it's dirty. Or because it's like you give and you receive. You feel me? And I also think that, like, as guys, it's kind of easier to figure us out. You just got to make a nigga nut. Pause.
Bro, I mean, not the girl, though. Because there are some women that give amazing head. And guys, if you just have a girl that just goes, like, up and down her head, and she just bobs. And a little suckle here and there.
Can we talk about the head motions and how head motions don't mean good head? And sounds. A lot of it, sounds is not... Like sounds and shit like that, bro. It's like it might turn you on, but if it don't feel right, if it's just mad sounds and slurping noises, and it's not like.
But I guess it also depends on.
Like we gotta show the bitch the females too.
Depends on how into a kink you are.
True.
Like I'm a little I'm a little abusive in the bedroom.
I've been told, but mostly by younger girls, that I'm too aggressive because I like. Choking and
well, I got put onto like by all the female, she put me onto the BDSM type shit, like submissive and dominant, and it just grew on me. Every time I've met more submissive women, and I got to a point where I can't fuck with a girl if she's not submissive. Like,
in bed.
Yeah.
Just in bed, okay.
Not like you be your own woman, but when we're in bedroom somewhere, I'm trying to leave, like, just do whatever I want to. And the women that I've had, oh my gosh. That head to a submissive bitch.
Like I just think of my experience with women my age or older, they could ride with that aggressive, I'ma choke you, you choke me. But woman, like I fucked a girl recently that was like 22, 21, 22. And she was telling me that I'm too aggressive. And she wants me to fuck her slow.
I'm gonna tell you why. For one, she has love issues. She needs love. That's what she wants. Two, she's probably inexperienced. Niggas always sit there talking about that. Oh, I don't want a girl that's too loose or this and that. I'm like, yo, fuck that shit. Get you a girl that's been around the block 4, 5, 6 times, my nigga. It's not for nothing. You're fucking her. And she's actually fucking you back. That's what you want.
Bro.
A girl that's just sitting there.
That whole double standard shit is whack to me. And then, like, I don't like girls that be, like, lazy. Like, oh, let me just hit it from the back. Like,
or just lay there. Nah, I like to say, girl, we rob all types of crazy shit.
Little position change.
Without you even doing anything, she just gives it to like whatever you she knows you're gonna like on some like choking on your shit. Literally, it's another vibe of orgasm, especially when you're high.
Like I like eating the pussy till she come, and then I'm fucking it is so much better.
The better you are, especially I give her head. The better the head she's gonna give you.
Facts.
To the point you can walk through the door and you ain't even gotta say a word, she's right behind you sucking you up. Like she misses you. Come on.
It's a fact.
You need to start taking care of your woman more. Sexually, emotionally, mentally, everything. Back to that shit I told about treating Spanish women better, bro. A lot of these girls get traumatized, especially because they fathers and they fucking fucked up old school ass views of men.
A lot of old school mentalities in general are just crazy. They're just crazy.
And, like, a lot of these girls get abused and abused. And then you know what this is? They're abused at home. Where they're meant to be a physical. So they fall in line to only accepting that.
As a standard.
Yeah, so the next minute they're abusing and she gives it love. You want to mix in the group, same thing, like over and over. You know what a good dude, he doesn't know how to take it because he's never experienced it. Go back to him with that dude. I never wonder why they're crazy. You know? Can't blame me.
Like I say the word bitch and shit jokingly, but like if I'm with a girl, I'm not going to call her a bitch unless she's with it. Unless she's with it.
Unless we're having some type of crazy sex, though. And you allow that word,
Yes, but I didn't want to say that. And if I'm talking to a woman and I say the word bitch, I'm using it correctly. For instance, it's an adjective. Let's be honest. It was a girl. And the way to properly word is you are being a bitch or acting like a bitch. If somebody says that, it's in proper context. And you can't be upset. That goes for a nigga too, because you can call a nigga a bitch too.
Thanks.
But now, somebody flat out just said to me, yo, you're a bitch. Yeah, that's fucked up. Bro. You can't talk to a girl.
It's fake fighting words.
It's crazy, bro. Like, you got treated better for a woman. Treat your women better. But at the same time, women also need to treat men better. Because a lot of times, women are abusive.
Like what Nine said, I am with it for a girl to one day be like, yo, let me take you out. Like, yeah, facts.
Because you feel appreciated. You feel like, wow, she wants to
do something. There's a big double standard with women and men. Like, I think men were supposed to be more sensitive toward women, but I think women have to kind of understand that men aren't just, we're not machines. Like, there's times where
we're emotional too, and we have our soft spots.
We have our problems, we have our things, and it's not all just drama. Like, and then I hate also when women, because I think guys do it too, but when you compare something to your past, you're never going to go forward. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you can never compare somebody you're with now to somebody you were with in the past.
But I want to say this. If you ever, for whatever instance in your life, be it a friend or a relationship, or even like a boss, something like that, and this person reminds you of someone in your past who was toxic, leave that.
Facts.
Don't sit there and compare it and just sit there and try to feel belittled or make them think that, or you think that this is going to make them see why they should change or something like that. No, you have to understand that this person is basically a repeat of what you've been through.
Yeah, I don't ever think you should be with somebody trying to change them. You should accept them for their flaws.
And if they change for whatever reason, it's out of their own accord if they want to and they feel that they should. You can't sit there and just change somebody all the time. I understand. Sometimes people themselves don't understand themselves, why they do things, or how they are. That's one thing, like, I feel like my big mom shit, bro. Like, I think if things were different now, like, if all this happened later on, if we got to explore ourselves and be the way that we are, understand each other, I think the relationship would have been better.
I have a lot of experiences where I'm with a girl now, and I'm thinking, like, damn, if I was in the same position with this girl in the past, this would have worked. But that has nothing to do with the girl I'm with. That has to do with the experience that I've gained, but also with the position I'm in now. I remember being with girls where I really had no bread. I was like, me and Juan was struggling to pay rent. And then I remember feeling like not like a bum, but it's feeling like I wasn't enough. And then the same girl that actually left me at that time, well, she didn't leave me. We mutually split, the Russ girl. A few months after the breakup, hits me up like, yo, I got kicked out. I need a place to stay. I thought you had bread. I thought your family was had money. Like, why you got kicked out? They got tired of my shit. Oh, well, me too. Like, you feel me? Like, that's how the whole shit went. That shit, because that whole situation was crazy because I got disrespected to a point where she couldn't tell me to my face. It was through text. Not blocked off social media and all that shit for months. 2-3 months later, hits me up. I need a place to stay. Can I stay with you? Nah, bro. And I think girls need to understand that just because you're with your nigga, I don't mean your nigga's out there ready to fight for you. Like, I'm waiting to fight, but like, we were at the Russ concert with Shorty, and I remember you specifically told her, like, yo, chill right here. And then she jumps into she like ran into the middle of a mosh pit and almost got stomped over. And we had to like check some nigga. And I'm like, fam, like, you got us into a whole position where it's like not necessary. You feel me? Because if I was to get arrested that night, you wasn't posting my bail. Like, you feel me? Like, and we was at a big ass concert. So anyway, damn.
It's a lot of shit that happens and people gotta understand that it's them trying to die, bro. Same way she tried to go through some shit, motherfuckers do go through some shit too. You know? And same way girls broken, or guys broken.
I think if you're in a relationship, you should always ask your man, like, how are you?
Facts.
How's your head?
I appreciate that. How you feeling today? You know, shit like that.
Not in an annoying sense, but just in like a genuine.
Like, how's your day going? You alright? I feel like I didn't get that too many times, and it'll lead you to like just warming you up about some other shit.
Because TV will make you think that niggas don't want to talk. We do need to talk.
Sometimes motherfuckers got some shit built up and you just need to let out. And it takes just one person to do it. I want to show this shit there, and I miss it. I miss it. It's like how the fuck you're into it. You're right. You know, you're good. You need money. You're right. Shit like that. And not to miss out on some, like, you know, lazy bones or whatever, because I have a job, like, I get my money. But to have somebody to sit there and offer that type of help, you know, rather than you sitting there have to ask for it.
That's not your family. That's becoming your family.
Yeah, it's not expected or demanded. It's just out of because you care about them. Girls, if you treat your guys better, your guys treat you better too.
And if they don't.
And but understand too, though, there's arguments up to now all the time. But we can't be sitting there and thinking every time is going to be the same like the last time just because you have an argument with somebody or because something's not going the way you want. A lot of people be self-centered. They don't realize it, but self-centered to a point where they have to have things go exactly their way, and that's a problem. If your relationship is not going exactly how you want, you need to adapt. If you really care for a person, you need to figure out how to move the way they move.
That's a fact.
Or move with them, rather.
All right, it's been actually a pretty cool episode. I like this, how we'll just run through random news shits or whatever. I like the episodes where we don't run through random news shits, where we're just kind of just talking our shit. Yeah, we back on there. A little close out.
I mean, it's random shit too, but it's like life shit too.
That shit kind of sent from the Jenna Aiko song. That whole conversation.
Yeah, she's
not
fucking feeling, bro. She's a vibe, though.
That definitely got that whole conversation started. What's the next conversation we're going to start? Let's see.
Find a way to get the children to appreciate the throwback music. They don't give a fuck about old school music.
Fam. Shout out to fucking Netflix because of bringing the show Green Eggs and Ham.
I loved it. I'm not going to lie. I watched it.
I loved it. Bro, that made me buy.
You bought some Seuss books? Oh, which books are these? Yo, Hop on Pop, wow.
Hop on Pop, Fox and Socks.
Fish, two fish, black fish, blue fish. Yo, there's a lot of shit that they have, bro, that I used to read.
So I bought this because my shorty, she never seen Dr. Seuss before, read a book before, ever.
Oh, yeah, you read that.
So she has a kid, I have a kid, so I bought this for our kid. Our kids, let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're going to share it. Anyway. Yes. It's still no. Anyway, shout out to Netflix for bringing, like, I think a lot of these, but I think you're right. I think we got to find a way to put the good music on our kids so that they have a sense of history. You know what I mean?
In the same sense, like going to Spain, just a lot of us grew up differently. We kind of grew up faster than we should have, so we would have felt those emotions at a young age and could bop to those music, those songs. But we just need a way for these young kids to appreciate those actually.
That's why I like Tory Lanez's Chinx tape right here. I like his whole series, but I like this one because a lot of the original artists are on it. And then a lot of the kids now are going to listen to these songs. I mean, they might not know the sample, but they're going to look it up, hopefully, and be like, okay, this is the original. When you got Lloyd and Lil Wayne on a song, that shit back in the day hit.
Yeah. A lot of these motherfuckers hit, though. You got some Wayne,
Chris Brown.
Yo, oh, actually, we talked about this before, but it was on a podcast. Can we get a group like Jagged Edge, bro?
We were talking about that, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about the boy group, boy band like, shit, because it never works out in the end.
But just to get a group that brings back that soulful R&B music, even when he had, like, even if it's not just love, because some of the Jagged Edge songs would be some shit about, like, motherfuckers chilling in the cookout or some shit.
That's a fact. That's a fact. I will say that this year I've seen a lot of a better resurgence in R&B than a lot of previous years. A lot of Ari Lennox, Summer Walker, Tory Lanez with this project.
Or at least one group, R&B, whether it's a boy group or a girl group. You just need a group. Something that had like that, even like a 112 type of style. You feel me? A motherfucking Jagged Edge. Boyz II Men, was it Drew Hill. Me and some Drew Hill back, like, I know I found old like that, I'm not that old, but I grew up with that shit too, though, you know, it was still bopping
when I was young. Nah, bro, Cisco was my first singer that I bought music from. It's a fact. You know why? Because of that whole dragon shit he was doing. But I just fucked with the fact he called himself the dragon, and I'm like, I like dragons, that nigga.
But that song, like, just the music, it was very soulful. From
the heart, whether it was about sex, love, or whatever the case was, it was just from the heart. And we got, like, people just trying to get music, just, you know, trying to get radio playing some money. And the whole system's changing up now because of streaming. It's crazy. Yo, how do you feel about Disney Plus adding disclaimers to some of their shows that were found a little racist, or removing certain scenes from, like, Dumbo? They removed, like, the Jim Crow.
I feel that, and then, a lot of the old stuff, because of how old it is and the era that it's from, it's why it has the content that it has, and you have to understand that. But it's appreciated if you and my brother understand as well why they take out some things like the Jim Crow scene. But you have to understand that it was not so much as like a making fun of it. But at the point it became something where, like, showing you, like, yo, this is what was going on in the era. This is the shit that they did.
And I think dying disclaimer is a good step to that.
It's good to have a disclaimer. Like, Modern Warfare was getting banned all over the world. Modern Warfare 2, when bring it back, Modern Warfare 2 came out, they had a really fucked up scene. The opening fucking scene, the opening mission of this game, you play a US agent who's a double agent as a Russian terrorist. It's called No Man, right? You walk into an airport, stand up in these crazy body armor with some machine guns, light machine guns, and you just start shooting. That's your mission. You have to start shooting at civilians, innocent people. And that's mad intense. We're fucking kids playing this shit. Yo, that shit started getting so much banned around the world, they had to start remaking the game with a disclaimer. So every time you bought a new disc, you had a disclaimer on that scene.
Now, how do you feel about Netflix acquiring old Nickelodeon shows now? They need something, right?
Then why not? You have Hulu, 50%.
Well, I think the deal with that is that most of the shits are going to be taken off of Hulu and added to Netflix only. Nickelodeon.
That's fine, but I mean, as far as the fact that Disney now owns Hulu, 60% of Hulu, they can place whatever else they want on Hulu.
Hulu could be like their ratchet section, and they can have Disney as their clean shit. And Netflix kind of has to have both in one.
And the thing with Disney, editing up just that, but I mean, how I feel, because I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of don't like it. I don't like change. And not to say that I don't like change, but I don't like when you change something that's been around for so long, and we all know to be what it is.
I don't think they're changing. I don't think they're changing it. I think the only thing I think I read that they did remove was Dumbo, but everything else they just added disclaimer saying that it was made in a previous time.
No, it's fine to remove certain things, and I understand why.
I think they only removed Dumbo though, not Dumbo, but just that scene.
But my thing is that we all watched it. We all grew up with this.
We all knew it was racist.
We knew what it was. Even shows like fucking Felix the Cat and fucking Betty Boop and shit like that. We knew what was going on.
So how do you feel about us being in that, in a total politically correct culture now? Where it's like, all right, to a point now we can't offend anybody. I'm not talking about Disney, but it just opened the topic to like, all right, where is the line drawn to where it's like, all right, this was just freedom of speech. Like, because if I was Disney, I understand why they did the disclaimer shit. Everybody already seen the shit, so I wouldn't have really added the disclaimer.
The disclaimer's fine, but I wouldn't take the scene out.
I think it was just Dumbo. It was just, nah, you have a crow named Jim Crow. That's crazy.
I'll tell you why.
And it's Disney. They got to be safe.
I'm going to tell you why. If you think about it, a lot of the what's known to be the racist scenes or racist characters happen to be the most iconic, the most memorable. Those are
the
ones remember that you remember because of those reasons.
The movie? Like, sometimes. I don't think that was the case in Dumbo.
You
ever
tell me that the whole time you think about Dumbo, you know, at least one thing about that crow?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I think about it. I can just picture the way he talks and everything. Also, because I've also played like Disney.
Oh, well, like all the crows. I guess I think about all the crows. I don't specifically remember their names, though.
Racism, especially like Looney Tunes. The crows in Looney Tunes were meant to be southern black
folks. Bro, the Looney Tunes is a whole different. Yo, Sammy Sam and Elmer Fudd, that's the NRA right there, nigga. Like,
but that's the reason why I think they could let the shit out, because it was like it specifically targeted like one group in a certain way.
They targeted rabbits.
They made fun of everybody. They did it in cartoon form, but they made fun of everybody. Sammy Sam is a redneck. Elmer Fudd is a dumb American. You think about it, sorry, like that.
Nah, I never looked at it like that. Like, keep it stacked with you.
You have the rooster. The way he acts, Mortis is like
a black person.
Sometimes.
Like KFC.
Sometimes, and the same way the crows were kind of portraying southern black folk.
But it's difficult to sit there and think, you know, we should have a change. Like, I don't like when they change characters from shit that's been around for so long. And I don't like when they change ethnicities. I don't like when they change race.
Rather than just make something new?
Yes, that's what we get to. Because I feel that why miss the chance to make something original? Like, my biggest thing, like, Eric, they're doing the whole every live action, so it's gonna be a black girl, right?
I think they changed that up.
All right, we'll see what happens. But my thing was, everybody was riffing about this. A lot of people argued it, and a lot of people felt that anybody who argued against it was racist. No, it's not racism. I'm gonna tell you what it is. Let's be honest about where the story came from. That area is European, more or less.
Right? Was it?
If I remember where that story came from.
Because the crab was Jamaican to me.
The crab, yeah.
I always felt like there was in a tropical sea.
No. If you look up where it's from, I think it was like Denmark or some shit.
Because I know Aladdin was originally Chinese. That shit mind fucked me too when I heard that.
There's an actual story called Arabian Nights, though, with the story of Aladdin.
I promise you, if you look up the origin of Aladdin, it's from a Chinese. I promise you, because this nigga looked it up for me, and I was like, nah.
Picture a story like that, though. Like, there's a Chinese princess and shit like that. Mulan, pretty much more or less the same shit. There was an actual story.
Son, Mulan got fucking the disclaimer on it, and that shit blew my mind.
Because everybody in China started boycotting
against Mulan. Not even.
Chinese Americans.
No, not even Chinese Americans, bro. The alphabet.
Wait, what?
Exactly. Because Mulan doesn't.
Wait. The letters they have were wrong? They were
No. Chappelle Show, alphabet people.
Are you kidding me?
That's...
Okay.
See? Because if it was Asian Americans, I would respect it. I would respect it some... But, like, you... I think because he's not... I mean, they're
able to... Because it was... Okay. I get it. Let's not get into it. That's touchy. I just feel like his chances were... Like with the aerial shit,
It is from Denmark, if I'm not mistaken. Why do that when we already have an actual black princess? Where is the love for Tiana?
Or we can make more.
Right? Why not make a live-action Tiana? Or yes, make a whole new...
Why is it only got to be one or remade one? Like, I feel you on that.
Like, if you're doing live-actions and you want to do a black princess, you have Tiana. So now you're going to make Tiana with a white girl? You understand? Like, you have to flip it now then too, right? I think that you have a missed opportunity. Even for when they do shit with comics, where they make a male version of a female character or a female character version of a male character, right? Now, I get it. You want to empower, especially with the women shit. You really want to empower women. And now, just listen before anybody actually like starts to even think about having a rant, right? If you actually read comics, there's actually some of these characters do have female versions. Yes. Others don't. But for the movie's sake, to try to gain, and people understand it, this marketing, they're trying to gain a bigger following to get more money from you guys, right? So when they're doing this shit, to actual, like, fan, it's a slap to the face. Not only that, but you literally are missing a better agenda here, because you have the opportunity to make a brand new character, original story, original character and everything. And make, you can make an original Asian character, these comic characters, these comic movies, or these, like, whatever movies you want to do. You can make an original Spanish person.
Because my argument to actually agree with you was James Bond. I don't like James Bond being remade into a woman because I feel like...
Why not make a different... call it something else.
A different agent, right? A whole different series of female...
I understand that James Bond is his code name. 007 is the code name. So I understand
that
just calling her 007. I fine. But why not give her a whole number? So make her stand out. How can she properly be unique? Is she just going to be 007?
She's just going to be the female one.
Not only that, but she's going to have to live up to the 007 expectations.
What, she's going
to
do smash mad dudes? I'm not saying that's wrong, but I'm just saying it's not what a... James 007 has been around since forever. So, too little too late if you're going to do, to be inclusive, right? Like let's do something new. Make a whole new agent, secret agent, woman shit. That's like...
Give her own number, give her, you know, something, a good storyline, shit like that. Just don't rebrand something.
It could be James. It could be James Bond's long lost sister that happens to be an agent. I don't know, bro.
Level 9 or some shit. It's a lot of shit. It's like making Hitman a hit woman. It might be a hit woman, but don't make it Hitman and then show female. Like, give her own shit. You know?
Because that's to me that's a bigger respect to a woman than just making a woman version of something.
Even if ethnicity wise, like if you want to, you know, make a character that's like an ethnic version of something that's already been out for years, why not just make an original character for that?
The only time I've kind of seen that shit work was with Green Lantern.
But was it really?
I don't know.
They just made another Green Lantern who happened to be a different race.
Yeah, because I've seen Green Lantern white, and then I've seen Green Lantern black.
There's an Arab one too.
And I've never heard any...
Although, shout out to DC, there are a bunch of ethnic characters who are their own...
Static Shock was which one? DC, right? Mm-hmm. So, that's but that's where I first seen the black Green Lantern in Static Shock.
Yeah, John Stewart, right? You also have Simon Baz and Jonathan Cruz, one Spanish and one Arab, right? Then you have Blue Beetle, you have Jimmy Reyes, he's Spanish. You feel me? You have a character named Brick. He's Spanish. You see, they didn't rebrand Batman as a Spanish character. No, they made a whole other character and gave them their own uniqueness and incorporated their background, their ethnicity into it. They go so hard, bro. They even do it with the alien characters. They gave them a whole culture. They incorporated it into the storyline and everything, bro. And that's a proper representation.
Facts.
Shit, I'll be real. DC was one of the first comic books to really, one of the first to really properly promote
ethnic characters.
No, alphabet. I don't want to say it without saying it, so it sounds so rude.
LGBT community.
before it was what it is. Yes. You had a gay character.
If you want to take it back further, you know what was the first animated video I've seen that in? As one of the oldest anime I've seen that in? Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Like, that was the 90s, right?
Yeah,
80s. 80s, really? Because Cowboy Bebop, I remember watching it recently, and I'm like, yo, there's a trans character in here. There's a few gay characters in here. Like, there's a whole town, basically, of only men, which is kind of like jail. And it was kind of like, this was ahead of its time, like, to include...
What I said with DC is like for instance, Marvel had Iceman. For people who don't know, Iceman is gay. Bob is gay. Right? They kind of showed you that in the movie a little bit. They hinted at it. In the comics, at a point, they finally felt like full on through with it. But they had to like fall back when people started noticing it. Originally, like in the 70s and shit, right? They had to fall back on his gayness. They had to like really make it like hidden. But, you know, DC never really like hid that shit. They kind of always had it out there, especially by the 90s. Here comes Harley. Harley's bi. Harley was fucking with fucking Poison Ivy on the fucking cartoon that they were watching, bro.
But that was smart because it's a woman, and for some reason, women are more acceptable. Like
they were, and for whatever reason. But that's still to a man's world, spelled out there, in a man's eye. Even some female guys, but their man's eye is much
sensible. In my perspective, in my experience dealing with shit, I've noticed women are more accepted. Even in like shows like Big Mouth, you see a woman kind of more accepted when they come out as bi.
I care when
but when like a guy comes out as bi, it's like, oh, he's gay. It's like, no, he's bi. Like, he'll fuck your bitch, nigga. Like, let me not say that. Anyway.
But like, you know, so like, DC just had a proper representation of those characters without hiding that they were what they were. For me, like, I'm gonna bring up Maid Rider. I actually forgot even because I haven't read it in years that Maid Rider was actually gay. And now, because he teams up with Apollo, and I actually never read about Apollo before. I know he's another gay superhero. So when it came out, I want to say 2017, it came out with Apollo and Maid Rider. So I popped it because I like Maid Rider, right? No character. Half of a thing for a gay motherfucker. This motherfucker is a badass, bro. Like, he's like low key what Batman would be if he were brutal. And he kind of like even dressed him a little bit like that, dark with the trench coat and shit. And this nigga, at a point of reading this comic, mad high though. Like, mind you, I forgot he was gay. I started seeing him flirt and shit. And I'm like, whoa. But whatever. I wasn't like, whoa. I was like, whoa.
Oh, shit.
I was like, he's gay. I was like, oh yeah. I just kept reading. Bro, like, 2 pages over, they're full on fucking on the comic, bro. Like, this motherfucker has him butt-ass naked on the fucking counter. I'm like, yo, DC is wild.
I'm still kind of banning DC until they bring Teen Titans the original back, though.
Nigga, I'll tell you about that.
Because they definitely blue-balls everybody.
Yeah, shit like that. So, I need representation the proper way.
Cyborg. Raven was, like, the emo goth, kind of.
No, that was pretty stereotypical, though. And I think it was a little offensive to it.
Raven? I don't think she was stereotypical as if she wanted to cut herself, though, or kill herself. She was just a... Well, emo is associated more with suicidal. But that whole... But a lot of that stereotype comes from, like... Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't enforce every stereotype of it. She wasn't, like, a... She was just a dark person. But
I would like to have that show finish off in proper. Did you watch the movie Teen Titans vs. Titans Go? Did you see that?
I saw the ending of it.
You didn't see the actual movie?
No.
That was actually a pretty good movie. Funny as fuck, bro. And again, they rip on TCG. And I loved it. You know they're
parents. So that movie at the end of one of the movies where they show the original Teen Titans and Teen Titans Go watching it, there's a continuation to that.
So Teen Titans Go watch movies, right? To that is Teen Titans versus Teen Titans Go.
Okay.
And they go hard on multiversal level, bro. They bring out all the Teen
Titans. Nah, I gotta see that.
Bro, they had an 80s cartoon version. They had, not 80s, it was 70s cartoon version. 70s, 80s cartoon version, right? They had the version from the movie Justice Come or Judas Contract. They had so many different versions, bro. It was funny. It was hilarious. DTG is funny as fuck. And you know what makes it so great? For you guys who doesn't know, TTG is voiced by the original voice actors of Teen Titans.
Yeah, I knew that. I just didn't fuck with just the whole leaving on a cliffhanger.
I know. But they actually make fun of that shit too. They make fun of the original series so hard. They make fun of the whole Red X shit. Trying to see who's under the mask. They hint that it's Jason Todd.
Yeah.
It's just funny, bro. They fuck around a lot, and it's hilarious. We do need that back. So you remember at one point hearing about Powerpuff Girls coming back?
Yeah.
Now, it's crazy because there's already been some time, but I could have sworn this was like a year or two ago. But apparently, 2015.
There was a movie.
2015, there was a movie. And it kind of gave us a little conclusion to the last thing.
They did that the same year, Hey Arnold. They snuck Hey Arnold the movie out.
So, when they did that, in 2016, they actually dropped a whole new season. Right? By 2017, they had a 5-part mini movie episode here, right? Where apparently, and I watched parts of this shit with my sister because we were like studying the series and things, so we just watched like parts of shit on YouTube. But there was a 4th Powerpuff Girl, right? It's a black Powerpuff Girl. She has blue hair. Her name is Bliss.
I respect the name.
Alright. Her real name is Bestina.
Oh my god.
So check this out. Now we're trying to figure out, she looks taller and a little bit older than them. So as we're like figuring out how old you're watching it. Apparently she was the first Powerpuff Girl he ever made.
The original.
Basically the original. After he fucked up with that one, she was too powerful, she disappeared, whatever the case was, then he ended up making girls. And it's crazy that this is on the show, we even joke. So he fucked up a bunch of times. You know how it was Chemical X? Just, you know, it's Chemical W. And he said he fucked up A-Q-Z.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's the thing, that's on the show. Ninja Turtles is still going strong.
I like how they brought the Hey Arnold Jungle movie back because that gave a lot of closure to real Hey Arnold fans. Shout out to Hey Arnold for being inclusive from the beginning, though. That was a minority-ass fucking show.
They were like this weird fucked up prototype of a turtle, and niggas had sat down on the drawing board and started like drawing what a turtle would look like from that. And they kept drawing ideas and started drawing like what about a bad guy and shit like that. And Steve Ballman came up with the idea of a whole story, right? They sold this shit the first couple of toys. The first order of toys was $6,000. They called back in the week asking for $50. She just blew up Turtle Mania. By 94, I think it was 95. They already started doing the show and shit. Probably even 93. They started doing the show. And the show kicked off so many toys that I almost forgot about, bro. I think the Turtles has to have the largest inventory of toys that are needed.
If not Ninja Turtles, Transformers.
Bro, every week they started dropping on the show characters, the new bad guy or some side character, right? And then following that shit, commercials, new toy, bro, they was
so if you want to say that maybe they opened a foundation for like Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon, how they dropped toys after every fucking show, because Animes wasn't doing that before.
No, but it made sense with them, with Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh.
It made sense looking back at it, but if you look at Gundam did it, Transformers I think was the original though. Transformers. And I think Transformers and Zoids were lit. Yeah, I fuck with Zoids. Zoids was hard.
They were smart, bro. But yeah, I could say Ninja Turtles probably hooked up because it was Chinese company Playmates. They hooked up with these.
Okay.
And that kicked off in the East, in the West, and in the East. So they was happy. They would sell their toys over there eventually and shit too, market all of that shit. It was crazy, bro. But basically, like, fast forward in time, they've had mad reboots. It would fail, reboot again, fail, reboot again. But it would be popular for a short time. It would just drop. And keep doing it. Finally, they got a good reboot, like, in 2015, 2016. And they just on it, bro. Their comics started kicking up, like, 2-3 years ago again. They recently did a team-up on a comic with Batman. Then eventually on the TV show version, teamed up with Batman.
That's lit.
So they're doing well. They're doing well. It's crazy how some of these shit's been working.
Still going on. Pokemon.
Pogo. Still playing Pogo. Pokemon Go. Shout out.
Anything else you want to say? We got like a minute left.
Stay blessed. Always be happy.
Your boys 112 is on there. Always stay blessed. Don't let these girls stress you out, guys. Treat your woman right. Because I definitely will. Every fucking day. Frost talk.